Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, friends. Welcome in. It is a rivalry week here on the Fan, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app. Patrick Harris with you. Daniel Morang to my left.
Indeed.
Great little weekend. Short week. This might be...
It does set up quite nicely.
This might be a setup for all things coming up Millhouse, you know? Just feeling real positive about everything. Had a nice little weekend, had a wonderful Sunday with my wife.
There you go.
As I was absent on Friday night and most of Saturday.
Mm.
I'll tell you what, man. Passenger Princess life for
you liking that?
The win. A giant shout out to my amigo Kenny up in the Seattle area, Kent, Washington, to be specific, in borrowing his vehicle to escort me down to Eugene. Had wonderful seats, great company, a great weekend. I can't thank him enough for that.
No, it was a great weekend. Even though my boys lost, it was a good game. Had massive, massive, massive plays. The company I had was even better. So got to spend the weekend with, you know, some good people, good person. Special lady.
Yeah, I'm really excited about I got to hang out with one of my old school besties. We used to play music together and stay in touch over the years, and we're really good buddies, and I was glad to hang out with him. I can't hammer down on this more about how excited, if I've got to look at positives for why my alma mater is not in these kind of games anymore and why I can be okay with it if I want to, like, glass half full it, is that I'm able to go down to a game like Oregon and USC and kind of just chill, enjoy it and just not really care, you know? Like I say...
I cared.
I know you care. And I say this on this program all the time, and, you know, to pull the curtain back a little bit, I am not a Duck fan, but all that Duck hatred I used to have is kind of gone. Like, I don't play in the same conference. I don't play the same sport as you anymore. So a lot of that stuff's kind of gone. I hate the Big Ten, and I hate everybody in the Big Ten. So, like, that's just where my life is.
Did you wear Coug gear?
I did not. Mm-hmm. I went full neutral. I was afraid of wearing Coug gear that from afar it would look like I was wearing SC gear. So I was wearing, like, blues.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you look, real quick, shout out to Duck fans. Duck fans were super, super, super cool.
They were fantastic. Shout out to Paul and his crew who hosted me and my friend Wes for a little bit during the tailgating. Great guys.
We were walking around in the tailgate area before the game, and it was funny. Tiff got to see a little bit of the a few Duck fans were like, you know, gave me a little bit of crap, but it was all fun. Nobody was. What's really funny is there was a Notre Dame fan there wearing a Notre Dame jersey, and he was the biggest jerk of them all. Shockingly.
What are you doing there, bud?
That's what I was saying. I was like, what? He was the only one where I kind of, like, threw my hands up, like, what are you doing? Dude?
Now I have been in Eugene during an Oregon UW game with Wazoo gear on to troll Husky fans.
That's fun.
But I live 2.5 hours away.
Yeah.
Like, you're a Notre Dame fan going to Eugene? Like, I mean, I assume he lives
probably relatively close.
Relatively
close. And going watching USC Oregon, it's you know, top 15 matchup.
I don't know if I put the Notre Dame gear on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nerd. But otherwise, everybody was awesome, man.
I would have accepted Husky gear. I would not have accepted Notre Dame.
Yeah, no, it's like, what are you doing here? You're not even in the same conference.
Only thing worse would have been UCLA.
Yeah, it was gross. But they know better. They know better not to show their face. But no, everybody down was super cool. We had a great time, other than it just being biting cold.
Oh, I didn't mind it that much.
Yeah, we had the blankets and the hand warmers and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it was just, it was tough.
Well, I put down 5 tallies of craft beer before I walked in the stadium.
Warmed you up?
My boys, Paul and his tailgating crew, I got there and I went, he goes, what? I go, right there. In there? He goes, what about in there? I go, is there Fireball in there? He was like, damn, you kooks are good. I found the Fireball. I don't love Fireball. It gives me really bad acid reflux, but...
But you know, kooks can smell it out.
It's just like, he starts scratching.
We ended up getting a bucket of nachos. They call it the big nacho and splitting that. And it comes in like a little football.
Oh, yeah.
Some chicken, some black beans, some queso. Did a little hot cocoa after the first quarter to warm back up a little bit.
I had some hot cocoa in the fourth quarter
because
I needed to like sober up a little bit. I wasn't hammered, but I needed to sober up a little bit, and I burnt my tongue really badly. It's still to this day.
It's super hot. Mm. I was very, very, very thankful for that because that warmed the bones, as it were. So, but Duck fans were awesome. I had the best company possible down there with me. Had a really good time driving there, driving back.
Shout out to the concession stand. When I first got there, I bought 2 Modelo. Like big cans.
Always, yeah.
And you got to crack them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the attendant, she cracks fully one of them. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is the ever so slightest crack on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like legally that was open.
It's open.
But it was basically closed.
Yeah. It's let it out, like, but it's like, it's not open.
I just want to say praise you, lady. Yeah. I tipped. I was like, I'm tipping here. That was amazing service.
There you go.
I was very happy.
Simple things in life.
Because then I didn't touch that for a while and it stayed cold and didn't oxidize or anything. Fantastic.
No, it was a good time. I would have much rather come back with a win, but for everybody watching YouTube, I do not have the face paint on. Amazon did not deliver. Dirt has been made aware. It was purchased.
I have seen the screenshot.
It has been ordered, but Amazon did not deliver for me. So as an olive branch, I wore the closest thing to Oregon green that I own in my closet.
I can't believe you own something that close to Oregon green.
It's close.
It's pretty close.
It's pretty close.
It's got a little forest in it.
Yeah.
So it's a touch darker. The TV, the YouTube doesn't make it look as good.
No, because it's a bright green.
It's a green.
Yeah. So
you even got complimented in the office. Somebody's like, nice shirt.
Yeah.
You're like,
But yeah, no, the face paint is en route. It just has not been delivered yet.
En route? En route?
Yeah.
En route. I did not dabble in the stakes of Junction City.
No, you didn't risk it for the biscuit, huh?
No, we got in there. The Airbnb had a hot tub, and we were like, ooh, let's do that.
Oh, yeah. Especially on nice, cool, crisp night.
Mm-hmm.
When I was stationed in North Dakota, we used to do this thing called polar bearing. And we had a hot tub out back, and we had it's like, weirdly enough, there's almost no hills in North Dakota, but we had one that was probably like, I don't know, 15 feet tall. It was pretty steep down outside the hot tub. And in the wintertime, it just freezes over. It's not snow. It's just like basically a block of ice.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you sit in the hot tub and you get real warm. You get real wet. And then it was a race, you know, whether it's shots or pound of beer or whatever it was. Last one to finish had to hop out of the hot tub and slide down polar bear style chest first down the hill.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
And it was like, you know, at the warmest, like 10 degrees outside.
I'm surprised y'all thought it was super cold out there. I thought it was totally fine. I enjoyed myself. Maybe I just prepare for that. Maybe that's the wazoo in me. Been to some cold Martin Stadium games. You know, I always talk about
the
Crapple Cup.
What's the coldest sporting event you've ever been to?
Probably the Crapple Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was 13 degrees.
Oh, God, it was that cold?
Yeah, I've done a Halloween in Pullman at 2 degrees.
That's tough.
I know. And I felt bad for all the hot chicks being the hots, that I was also a sexy nurse that year for Halloween, just to understand what their plight.
You were struggling with them?
I wanted to understand their plight. Yeah, I did have high, like, tight socks sort of things, like the nurse would, to put a little bit of a warmth on me. But I wanted to feel how they feel.
I felt bad for the cheerleaders for Oregon.
They wore jackets.
Oh, they were wearing jackets
on
the sideline?
I just rewatched the game. Okay, they were wearing jackets.
Every time they went out
there. The SC girls were not wearing jackets.
Nope. It was, but every time they went out there, you know, they had the, like, the short skirt crop top combo. And I'm like, it's 38 degrees outside. Like, I don't care if you're moving. That's cold. That's tough.
I hadn't been to Autzen in a while, so it was nice to just kind of get in there.
Oh, atmosphere was great, man.
It really was. I was up really high.
How loud was it for you?
The first third down in first quarter. So SC gets the ball first. First third down was
Everybody stood up.
I can hear it in my ears as somebody who listens to music too loud. Has played a lot of like live music and stuff like that. Like you can hear how it resonates in your ear. The first third down was extremely loud. Also, when Malik Benson ran that punt back because he ran it into my end zone and that place was going bonkers.
And it was 85 yards. So it had a nice long build to it.
Yeah, nice long build.
That was the backbreaker.
There's a lot of backbreakers.
Well, I mean, there's really, but we'll talk about it. There was a handful of plays that basically decided that game.
That, and you were just not good enough.
Yeah. That's what I figured. And there's a reason why I picked Oregon to win.
I'm really glad I went to it, too, because I was really worried that I wasn't going to, like, catch a lot of good sporting events on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was pleasantly surprised. There was one moment where my cell service was so bad. At the halftime of the James Madison Wazoo game, Brandon Sprague was texting me, and I texted him back. I was like, dude, my cell service is garbage.
Also,
did the Cougs score a touchdown? I need
say this.
Help.
I'm going to give the Ducks all their credit and all their love. Thank you for bringing that up. Fix your freaking Wi-Fi, you trash stadium. Good God.
Well,
I sent a tweet after like the first quarter. It didn't post until I left the stadium. And I'm like, what the hell is going on
here?
Well,
almost all stadiums I go to, whether it's cell service or internet, it's all bad.
Fix it. You can fix it. Spend the money.
I don't know if it's that easy.
It is. Spend the money. Spend the money. You can.
I love when I go to Timbers games because I may or may not be connected to the media Wi-Fi.
I was hoping mine connected, and it didn't. I tried searching for it, and I'm like, come on. It didn't connect. I was like, God dang it.
Do you have the password for it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I do.
How do you have the password at Autzen?
Somebody gave it to me a couple years ago.
I think I might know who that somebody is. I might know.
But for whatever reason, it wasn't grabbing it. I was like, God dang it. So, yeah. So that's why I was being irritable and petty about it. I was like, fix it.
Oh,
I've had it before.
Oakley doakley. Well, we got a great show for you going on today. A lot of stuff to get to. We will spend our first hour here on this Ducks-USC game and how that kind of happens, how the... just the game itself, how USC kind of crumbled in the end, how the Ducks took advantage. There's a lot to get to. We'll circle back around that in the big nooner as the Ducks look ahead towards UW and the college football playoff. Chauncey Billups is in court today. We'll have a conversation about that. Our favorite quarterback on this show took a big hit, and it might say RIP to that. And we'll spend a little time in the association, too, as Blazers over the weekend. And don't come at my boy. You come at my boy, you're going to get hit. So a lot to get to. Thank you for joining us on this rivalry week. I'm just going to say rivalry week all day.
Tough.
Thanks for being with us. We'll start as the Oregon Ducks defeat USC 42-28. Overarching thoughts on the game. We'll do that first. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
1017 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it, baby. We are live on this Wivalry Week here from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge, 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire day. Also, youtube.com/1051TheFan. Come join. See the great green shirt Danny is wearing. I will give you a little bit of credit in that since the makeup's not here, you've decided to twofold. Yeah. It's a very new Danny Meringue thing to do.
No.
Danny Meringue, I feel like, would have been like, sorry, paint's not here, loser.
No, I refuse to welch on bets. I will never, ever be a bet welcher.
So kudos to you on that. You can check that out and join us in the YouTube chat. We're always getting spicy in there. A lot to get to this hour. We will kind of compartmentalize and break down in different aspects. I'd love to spend some time on what went well for USC and what they struggled with. How the Ducks took advantage of that, what they kind of struggled with at times. But overarching kind of thoughts of this game, I sent you a quick meme that I made for funsies. I hate talking about this stuff, and I know we'll get to, you know, where people succeeded and struggled, but kind of a brutal aesthetic game. And I went back and rewatched the game from the television standpoint, too, just to kind of see if my eyeballs weren't deceiving me. Boy, officiating across the board was just rough.
It was horrendous.
And there were plenty of times, and before you guys on the pass interference stuff, I went back and looked at them on TV. They some might be a little soft. They're all PIs on Oregon and on USC.
No, all of them were.
But just the constant, like, who was it? It was Hines had a celebration. Benson had a celebration that were very soft celebrations after getting big first downs that were both flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct.
To be honest, the only unsportsmanlike conduct that should have stood was Jacoby Lane. I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
Right. I agree with that. And there was a late hit. I can't remember the offensive lineman who dove in when the play was over. That wasn't deserved. But just a sloppy game overall. I think
it was chippy.
It was chippy, yeah.
Which I love to see that.
Everybody loves to see that, especially in a big state game. I think if you're Dan Lanning, you look at the score and you look at the performance and you probably feel really solid about how your team played. Mm-hmm. But we'll ask Tyson on Wednesday. I don't know if we have him. We'll have to double check on that. But we'll ask him on Wednesday if we have him.
I mean, you had 230 penalty yards between both teams.
That is
brutal. Both teams had 100 yards of penalties.
That is brutal. And it makes the aesthetic of the game pretty tough. The meme that I generated was the Scooby-Doo, the Big 12, Big 10 refs. Take it off. Let's see who you really are. It's Pac-12 refs.
It's Glasses ref. You're like, you!
I hate you!
It was you all along, Glasses ref.
So that was really tough. But one thing I'll say, the first quarter specifically, I was kind of sitting there to myself, ooh, buckle up.
Yes.
SC opened with a score, and Oregon goes down, score. I'm like, okay, all right, here we go. I thought the pageantry, the aesthetic, the overall, like you said, the chippiness was a really fun aspect of this game out of the gate, yeah.
Yeah, no, the atmosphere was great. Like you said, the first third down for USC, Oregon got loud as could be. It was funny, you know, Tiff sitting there with me. She's like, do they stand up every third down? I was like, yep. Prepare for this. It's like, I told her ahead of the game, like, it's loud. Like, this place gets loud.
And if you sit on a certain side of the stadium, the other side is like perched up to like face down at you. That's brilliant design.
No, it is. That place gets loud. That's where I was. I was right underneath the press box. And thankfully, it's not quite as loud up there. Obviously, the sound kind of travels down, but kind of overarching themes. Like, I think you got what you expected to get out of these teams. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, Oregon ran the ball effectively. USC didn't. USC's inability to run the ball was the thing that I think probably hurt them the most. USC's passing attack is unbelievable.
Very good.
I don't think you can question whether or not those are the best wide receivers in the country as far as the top of the room, those top three guys. Big plays, big moments decided this game.
Big time, and on both sides, and mm-hmm. that was fun. An overarching theme, I know we'll get to a little, because I have a lot to say about kind of Dante Moore and his performance. From an overarching Ducks standpoint, I was getting frustrated, like, and maybe this is why. Maybe seeing it in person changed it, or maybe as the year goes on changes it. I've been decently critical of Will Stein.
Mm-hmm.
Just for not coming out of the gate and, like, really kind of pushing defenses off the bat of big games specifically. I think what I have taught myself when it comes to Oregon's offense and how they were able to kind of manage this game throughout was patience. And I'll tell you what, from both teams, I'm really sick of the 1 yard throw to the side and just an extension of the run game.
Yeah.
I hate those plays so much. And I think because I kept seeing on both sides of the on both offenses those big plays happening, that I was getting my juice up and was mm-hmm. kind of like, I want more.
Yeah.
Like, why aren't we pushing the ball down the field more? And I thought in the first half, Maiava did that more so than Dante, mm-hmm. but Dante did it kind of in particular spots, and Maiava to an extent too. I wished I could have seen more of those big plays.
Well, those big plays come out of those because you're thrown to the side, you're getting sideline to sideline, you get that defense to suck up a little bit.
I know. I was getting impatient.
Yeah.
I was like, I want more.
For USC, their defensive depth was the thing that showed its ugly head. You know, guys dinged up, and what ended up happening is Oregon got into space. Sadiq was an absolute monster. He was an absolute monster. The two best players on the field this weekend were Mekhi Lemon and Kenyon Sadiq.
No doubt about it.
Like, those two guys are both day one. They are going to be the top players drafted at their positions. That's the number one wide receiver, and that's the number one tight end in the country. And they absolutely stunted.
And you saw them do different things, too, that were great. I mean, Mekhi throws a touchdown. That's rad.
That throw and that catch were just absolutely bonkers. The Duck fans around me, it went from a roar to deafening silence.
Yeah.
And I go, there's no way. And the Duck fan, I heard one guy right in front of me, goes, I can't believe that just happened.
I am on the other side of the field, and I was like, I bet you he caught that ball.
It was just
the way it looked from 100 plus yards away. I thought he caught the ball.
Just unreal. Absolutely unreal.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent for sure. And on to Kenyon Sadiq, he had this block in the second quarter that he like was basically a pulling guard
mm.
and hit the hole for Whittington to go through.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the stuff you don't like. I don't see that. You don't see that live. Nobody sees that live. But watching it again from the TV standpoint, both of those guys did something that we didn't realize they had, but guys that we already said wow about.
And then they had wow moments.
Made you say even more wow. Talent. No discrepancy of talent. Overarching thoughts on coaching.
I thought both coaches acquitted themselves well. The only thing that kind of bothered me with Lincoln was the 2-point conversion. Like, why are you chasing that now?
Made no sense to me either.
I think the thought process was, if you get a touchdown, then you take the lead and you maybe put a little pressure on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they probably got a little squirrely because they went for some fourth downs when they realized, like, we need to score.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to score. That's what has to happen here, especially after they didn't close out the second half of the score.
Some of the Lincoln plays that I really enjoyed, obviously, the Mekhi Lemon to Hines throw, that was really cool, kind of out of nowhere. I didn't expect mm-hmm. any kind of trick plays.
That was the same play that they botched against Notre Dame where Mekhi Lemon fumbled, and it ended up being a back-breaking play for them.
Because correct me if I'm wrong on this, but Lincoln Riley strikes me as not a Ben Johnson-type OC. Like, Ben Johnson will throw weird trick plays out there.
Absolute psychotic stuff.
To where Lincoln's got a little more chip in him in the sense of
gadget plays.
Yep, we will just out personnel you.
Oregon with the fake stall
mm-hmm.
with Dante looking to the sideline, motioning in. That was a great play to get that to pick up that short yard. I was like, man, the Duck fans around me like, did they throw a flag there? Like, what was the call there? And it was like, no, they got really cheeky with it. That was nice. And then obviously Betcher.
running the Betcher touchdown
on the goal line. Like that was, and that was really cool for him too, and with it being senior day.
I know he had an up and down game too, so I'm glad he got that touchdown. Yeah. Another thing from Riley that I was really impressed by from a coaching standpoint was he had Maiava run more than I've ever seen him run. And I know Maiava's not like,
he's a graceful runner. He's a two way guy, and like to be honest,
design packages that I thought were like great timing.
I wanted him to have a few more keepers just to keep Oregon honest, because I mean they were crashing down on King Miller, and they did an incredible job on King.
But the biggest thing about this game, before we kind of break down individual teams and their performances, I wrote down the game broke when Benson had the punt return for a TD.
Yep,
that happened. The drive following, Jordan Maiava throws a pick.
Yep.
And also later on, it's not the next drive, I don't think. Maybe it's the drive after the leaping call.
Yep.
On the missed field goal.
You would have got a stop, no points, and then they would have gone down the field and had a chance there.
It's a free seven, it's a turnover.
Yep.
And it's a free seven.
Yep.
And that's
the difference in the game.
Final score is 14 points. That was the difference. Now, I thought Oregon controlled the game for the most part. I truly believe there was no part of me outside of kind of early first quarter. I thought Oregon controlled this game and did very well because of the run game.
Yeah.
Just controlled tempo, controlled pace, bend, don't break, a lot of stuff like that.
They didn't break the massive runs, but they got a bunch of like 8 yard carries.
No Whittington.
Kept the chains going.
RB1 is Noah Whittington.
Yeah. And then you had the USC not getting the touchdown going into the half.
Yep. I think, free seven, turnover, free seven.
Yep.
That's and basically in that, not fully in that like middle eight, but the end eight, definitely Oregon took advantage there, and they go on to win 42-27, excuse me. All right, we come back, we'll stick with this. Where did this fall apart for USC? We might have just talked about it right there, but there were a lot of things they did well and things they couldn't do well, and then we'll flip it on his head. We'll have a conversation about Dante Moore and the offense for Oregon and their defense, how they prevented that as well. But we'll do that next. But first, we'll toss it over to old Casey Smith over there with sports. Chatting a little Oregon Ducks, USC Trojans. Ducks take down the Trojans 42-27, bump up to fifth in the AP poll. We'll see tomorrow if the College Football Playoff Committee agrees with that. 503-864-6326. I'm going to read some of your texts here because there's some funny stuff. If you don't want to sit down, stay home and watch it on TV. I love that. Danny Morang being called a true professional for not making excuses.
Look, I have my fun, but I'll always call it like I see it.
And then this text, and we'll start kind of here. My biggest fear as an Oregon fan was that the secondary was going to get torched on long passing plays, and the D-line did a great job of getting pressure to force Maiava to get rid of the ball quickly. And we'll start there with USC. The things that were going well with them in the beginning were I thought Maiava was getting the ball out quickly, and I thought they were torching that secondary.
I disagree with that sentiment. I don't think they got to Maiava once all game.
Well, there was really no quarterback. Well, there was quarterback pressure, but not really getting to him. No. Dante took a couple bumps.
Maiava had all day.
But Maiava was able to get it out quickly. And I'll tell you what, when you look at the receiving yards for USC in this game, Hines had 141, Jacoby Lane had 108, Makai Lemon had 34 yards, but boy, his impact on the game was a lot bigger than that. He took a ton of those side throws that I hate that are like running the football basically for like 2 yards.
Yeah, and Oregon did really well bottling that up, but also the 34 yards, there's probably 80 to 100 yards that are missing from pass interference calls.
Without a doubt. And I thought the SC offensive attack, especially in the passing game, was as advertised. Makai Lemon is the real deal.
Yep.
I was telling you before we started the show, I've been very fortunate to see a lot of great people come through the Pac-12 with my own eyeballs. Makai Lemon is like Andrew Luck territory of the amount of quality college player I saw that will advance in the next level.
Yeah.
Of just guys you look at and you're like, that is a guy.
Look, Jeremiah Smith profiles as a better prospect, but as a player right now, Makai Lemon is the best wide receiver in the country.
But I even thought Jacoby Lane and how do you say it? Tanook Hines.
They're really good.
I thought Hines and Lane had great games too, and I thought what's fascinating about it is if I tell you that Hines has 141 yards, a touchdown, Lane has 108 yards, Mekhi Lemon has two touchdowns and throws one. Mm-hmm. You assume USC's offense is torching. The problem was they couldn't do anything on the ground.
No.
They could not do anything on the ground. And I'll credit USC's offense. Look, I think they came into the game eighth ranked in the nation on third down conversions. Mm-hmm. And you saw that. I thought Maiava had some great plays, some explosive plays.
They kept the chains moving when they needed to, for the most part.
But it's like when they needed to grind it out, mm-hmm. it just wasn't there.
It's just short.
And I think that's a big credit to, like, Bear Alexander was a monster.
Bear was a monster.
Bear was an absolute monster in that game. And I think, I don't know if they would ever admit this, but it feels to me a little like Oregon said, you know what? They're going to throw the ball. Let them. And I don't think they would do this, but those pass interference calls, some of them, like, 15 yards in college is a lot better than a 35-yard gain.
Yes.
And I'm not saying they did that intentionally. I'm just calling it how it is. Like, you said it. Those numbers would be even bigger.
Oh, USC would have thrown for 450 yards.
Because Maiava finishes with 306. I can think of two 30-yard catches that bumps him to over 350. Yeah.
And then Lane had the one, too, that was, like, what was that, 40 yards downfield?
Mm-hmm.
So You very easily could have seen a USC team throw for 450 yards.
And it felt like they just said, look, we know we're not going to beat them on this. No. You know?
Look, I know I sound like a homer. It's biased. They're that good. That wide receiver crew is that good. I saw a stat coming into the game. I believe they were number one in the nation in drawn pass interference calls. Because you just can't cover them. Mm-hmm. It's not just that they're like the most exceptional athletes you've ever seen. They route guys up. And Mekhi Lemon, he's such a good route runner. He's so good. Did you see how often he was in motion?
Mm-hmm.
Like every single play, they're just moving him side to side.
Keeps
back
defense
and out.
Really on their toes.
And you have to decide. And now all of a sudden, you've got, you know, Jacoby Lane isolated on a route. You've got Tanook Hines isolated on a route because you have to pay Mekhi Lemon so much attention.
And then you start exposing freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
Like Finney Jr. did not have a great game. But he didn't. But that's the thing.
He did have one incredible breakup.
He really did. And that's the thing. It's like the secondary didn't have a great game because USC's offense was doing what it needed to do mm-hmm. when it did. But it was kind of bend don't break mentality.
Yep.
And those pass interferences, again, I'm not going to say that they, you know, draped intentionally because they knew they were going to get beat. But at the end of the day, those were huge plays that were disrupted, whether they were disrupted from good D or from now. I've said this for years off the air that the 15-yard pass interference in college has to go.
Spot foul.
It has to go because it's just too easy.
Yeah.
If you are,
do I give up the 40-yarder or the touchdown, or do I just take 15 yards and go
dude,
ahead?
Dude, if I'm UCLA against USC next week, I'm just anytime I'm one-on-one with Mekhi Lemon, I'm just holding him in the first 5 yards.
You're not letting him go.
That's a 5-yard penalty mm-hmm. instead of some, you know, 35-yard pickup because I'm draped all over him. I thought Oregon's defense handled it really well, but boy, that offensive attack is nice and was as advertised.
The Kennedy interception was a great route.
Great play.
Jumping that route mm-hmm. was great. Maiava definitely should have tried to put that over the top and not gunned it, but Kennedy made a great play. And then the other pick that Maiava threw, that's having confidence in your guy and trying to thread it between two guys, and he should not make that throw.
No.
He should not make that throw. That's 100%. He should not have made that throw. Kennedy, nice play. Bad throw from Maiava. But other than that, I thought Maiava was really good. He had a couple that he just missed. Mm-hmm. It was like, what are you doing here? And then he almost had a near interception when he gunned one to Lake McCree that bounced up. And I went, oh! Other than that, those guys did what I expected them to do. They're that good. But the lack of the running game, the center going down, being dinged up again. And that was what I said coming into this game and into the season for USC. It's the depth.
Secondary was hurt, too.
Secondary
was
dinged up, and that's, I mean, Sadiq exploited the hell out of that. That was a great throw from Dante up the middle in between two guys for the touchdown.
Yeah,
I mean,
split those defenders. That was beautiful.
That was a beautiful throw, beautiful catch. Just synced that up beautifully. But in USC's inability to run the ball because they just couldn't get it done. I thought Oregon did an incredible job. I was talking to a few Ducks fans. I'm like, yeah, I'd really like to have Emmanuel Pregnon and Bear Alexander right now. I'd really like to have both of those guys.
It would be nice. And then this is the classic tale of really any team that gets behind. Once they were behind and it felt like anytime they came within a score, mm-hmm. Oregon was going down the field and putting on another score, then you're putting the pressure on the quarterback.
Yep.
And very few guys, this isn't a shot at Maiava, this is just a shot at the difference between elite and very good, yep. is you start pushing the ball in places you shouldn't.
Yep.
And because that's just because you got to find a way to catch up. You got to find a way to catch up, which is why I disagreed with you so heavily on the 2-point conversion try by USC. I don't know what you're thinking.
Oh, no, I'm with you.
I that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm with you. I do not know what Lincoln Riley is thinking there. There are so many more things on the table right now to worry about than going for two.
Get the score if you need to go. If you're on the road and you score and you're down one, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the fourth quarter, go for it, Lincoln. Go for it. I got no beef. I got no issue with that. Go for it. You don't play for the tie. You don't play for overtime on the road. You play for the win.
But to put a bow on it, yeah, I thought USC's receivers were great, and we've said this ad nauseum. I know Mekhi Lemon had 34 yards, but
he was so
disruptive.
Yeah.
Like, you're watching that guy so much that it opened it up for everybody else, mm-hmm. and that's why you have – I thought the CBS broadcasters made a great point that it was like, you guys had all these wide receivers at SC, and it's time to let some of these guys go because we're not getting our main guys the ball enough. Mm-hmm. And I think when you break it down to those three, Lemon, Lane, and Hines, you make Lemon all over the place and make everyone have to worry about him – all of a sudden, those other guys open up. It's like a three-headed monster.
Yep.
It's like if you put all your defense on Shea Gildress, like all of a sudden, Jay Will or Chet or Caruso's open in the corner, mm-hmm. and then that's how you win games. And I thought that was a fantastic performance from their wide receiver core. Just too many issues outside, like you said, no rushing. And
I love this on the YouTube. Lemon had 34 yards receiving. Yeah, keep believing that. Keep believing that. He absolutely fried you the entire day.
And free seven. Turnover, 3-7.
Yeah.
That's the game.
Yeah.
In the first half.
That and the USC not getting the touchdown going in at half.
Yeah, I kind of almost expected that to at some point to hit SC, just because I think they're a little lopsided in terms of offense and defense. Mm-hmm. One side's really good and the other side's kind of a struggle. I think that was a big play for Oregon for it to happen in the first half.
Yeah, it was. Because if USC gets that and it's 21-28, and yeah, Oregon starts with the ball. But now you're feeling the pressure because mm-hmm. they're right there.
Mm-hmm.
You've had the punt return for the touchdown. You've had the interception. You've had the score. You got the flag on the field goal that turns into the touchdown. Like, you've had a lot of things go your way.
Halftime 28-21 is very different
than
28-14.
It's different.
Let's flip it on its head. Let's go over to the Oregon Ducks and what succeeded for them. What kind of problems they gave USC. And you know what? It might start with number 5. I thought he had a great game. We'll go there next. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Two guys doing one job. We got to do something about that.
All right, coming up in hour number deuce, we'll slide over to the association. We'll check in on the Blazers, how they did over the weekend. 1-1, baby. Cup action, though, man. Maybe every game should just be a cup game. So we get to that at 11 o'clock. Plus, you come running for my boy. I'm coming for you. And maybe the weirdest situation in the NFL we've seen a long time when it comes to contracts. Plus, web gems. So there's a lot to get to in hour number deuce. But we'll kind of put a little bow, and we'll circle back in the big nooner about this Ducks-USC game. But I want to slide over. We've spent enough good time talking about kind of SC and what they did well, but where they also struggled. But let's flip that on its head and slide over to the Oregon Ducks. And I want to start basically where I've been teasing all day. There is no deny that at this station, maybe in general, maybe even more so than Andy Dirt Johnson, maybe more so than the brand man Dusty Hara, I love me some Dante Moore. Mm-hmm. I love Dante Moore. I've been on the record saying I think he is fantastic. I thought this was another really, really great, solid game from Dante Moore. I thought the poise was there. He was in very much control, and he had two or three passes that just make you go that I didn't see from the stands that I had to go back and rewatch. And when I'm watching from TV, some passes that I looked at and said, wow, those are throws.
I thought USC probably gave Oregon too much cushion in the first half, let some of those 7-8 yarders that turned into like 12-13 yarders go a little too much. But
I felt like they kind of game planned like, let Dante beat us.
I think they did too. In that regard, that's what I wanted them to do.
But you want them to do that, and I don't mean this because you're a jerk. You wanted them to do that because you aren't as high on Dante as I am.
It's not just that. Don't get me wrong. Oregon ran for 179 yards.
Yeah, that's the key to the game.
But it's on 41 carries.
It's a lot.
The longest run they had was 17 yards. And they didn't break the back-breaking 40-50-yarder. They gang-tackled really well. The problem was they got through the line of scrimmage too far. They got too many 5-, 6-, 7-yard carries. Yep. That's the issue. That's where Oregon, the lack of depth, Desmond Stevens had 17 tackles.
That's a lot.
17 tackles. He was everywhere for them. He was great. But Oregon, they weren't getting the explosives there. They were getting the explosives or bigger plays out of those mid routes from Sadiq, from McClellan, Jamari Johnson, I mean, Malik Benson, like those were the, like, Dante wasn't throwing the ball, like it wasn't like deep air yard throws. They were the 8 to 12 yarders, and it turned into 18 or 20. The longest play they had was the Malik Benson 30 yarder.
And Dante made Jeremiah McClellan look like DeCorian Moore.
I mean, he had a great throw. I mean, for me, the throw of the game was to Sadiq.
Without a doubt. Cut that. That safety held back and didn't quite follow it. And then those two DBs were kind of crossing.
Yep.
And it was a larger window than it wasn't like thread needle.
It wasn't
per se.
The Iowa throw, but it was a great throw when he needed it the most.
But it was fantastic. I thought his poise as well was really great. And you know another thing? Outside of maybe there was a play in the first quarter, a throw to Noah Whittington kind of out in the flats. Mm-hmm. That was kind of a bad throw.
Yeah.
There weren't a lot of those bad throws we've seen from Dante.
Bad throw was the pick where he clearly got crossed up.
Without a doubt. But those throws that are like kind of underthrown, that a receiver makes a play or Kenyon slows down to get it.
A guy comes back and makes a great catch.
Right. I didn't see a lot of those.
No. Sadiq had one. And then was it McClellan that had one? I think there was only two in the game where I was like, ooh, that was a hell of a catch.
There's a couple of decent times where wide receivers were dropping balls and kind of timing plays, like really quick slants to throw to the outside. That's just young kids trying to learn how to play. And Dante, it's hard to get on the same page that quickly on those timing throws when you got guys hurt all the time.
And Dante wasn't game managing. He made throws when he needed to make throws. And that's been my criticism of him is that in those moments, he has kind of underthrown some of those against lesser opponents. And against USC, he didn't do that.
There's also been some chatter that Dante doesn't like to get hit.
Mm.
And I don't know anybody, any quarterback that really likes to get hit.
There's a couple psychos out there that don't care.
I've seen Peyton Manning and Eli Manning for a living go down.
Yeah.
Philip Rivers as well go down. Like, I am not getting hit here. So I don't hold him that. But I think the moral of that story is, like, he doesn't like to be pressured.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of times, credit to USC's defense, and they said it on the broadcast as well, and I thought USC could have done more of that,
he would let go
of the ball and then get a nice little boom.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little boom. And sometimes it'd knock him down to the ground. And I thought that was a great game plan. Not playing dirty,
no,
but a great game plan.
Let him feel you.
Rattle him up. Like, get him. And it just didn't.
Yeah.
It just didn't. And he calmed down and was cool and collected. And he looked like the Dante as advertised. And I think, yes, the run game, yes, Will Stein in the run game was absolutely the reason why USC lost this game, why Oregon won this game.
Because they kept the chains moving. They kept the clock going. And they limited some of the possession time for USC, and they couldn't be as explosive in those. And Oregon, both in quick strike and having some longer drives, you know, they did the thing where they weren't getting the 40, 50 yarders, but again, they were getting the 8 to 12 yarders pretty regularly. And that's where it was one of those things for USC. I'm like, safety being out, it's like, all right, yeah, I know the depth isn't there. The front seven, like, they were effective, but they don't have the depth to turn guys out and keep that pressure up. And like we said, we talked about it off air, 73 throws between both quarterbacks, one sack.
Mm-hmm.
Myles was clean pretty much the entire game until late in the game. And he had all day to throw.
And most of Dante's pressures were in the first half.
Yep. Both lines did really well in the passing game.
Yeah, for all the praise we gave Jordan Maiava for making big throws when he needed to on third down and such, Dante was there. They just weren't as big. And there weren't the big PI calls as well.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, if you flip this on its head,
Miami's numbers end up looking a lot crazier if the PIs are catches.
Oh, without a doubt.
Or if they're, you know, the yardage is a spot foul.
If flip this on its head for funsies, if USC, if Miami has Oregon's run game, I mean, that team competes for a national championship.
It's over.
And Oregon was able to have that dominating run game. And look, and I know we've kind of glossed over it, and maybe it deserves a little bit more talking about, but it was so dominant and so aggressive that it's almost an afterthought. And at this point in the season, we know that's what Oregon does.
Noah
Whittington is RB1.
Yep.
Davison is the touchdown goblin.
Mm-hmm.
And De'Aaron Hill can get you some flash plays when they don't expect De'Aaron Hill to do things.
Dusty and I were talking on Friday before I left after the show about the game, and he's like, watch for De'Aaron Hill. And he did have a little sprinkling of, like, boop, and this, you know, picking up again, like, 7 yarders, 8 yarders. He had 4 carries for 28 yards. He averaged 7 yards a carry. That's the difference in this game. Not him, but, like, USC was not able to get negative plays. Oregon wasn't either.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like, if I have any, like, still don't like that for Oregon, it was the lack of disruptives. Again, only one sack. Would they finish with five TFLs? 6, my bad. Where they made up for it, though, they broke up 5 passes and they got 2 picks. That's where they made up for it.
Mm-hmm.
They forced the turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what, among the, for me, the biggest changes in this game were the Maiava pick where he threw into double coverage. It was just like, what are you doing? It was the penalty on the missed field goal.
The leaping.
The punt return for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And USC not scoring at the half. And not even just a field goal. They should have gotten a touchdown there.
Three special teams blunders.
Mm-hmm.
Benson runs a kickback, the leaping penalty,
and a miss,
and a doink.
Yep.
That's so many points left on the
those
field.
Those three plays get flipped. Different game.
Yep. And
I'm not saying USC wins off those three.
No,
games,
no.
Those were the momentum to kind of deciding plays that swung how you played the game.
Because it forced USC to be desperate.
Yep.
And Oregon never had to play desperate.
Nope.
And as much as, again, as I'll circle back on it, as I've been critical of Will Stein and his play calling, I've realized I've been wrong about what Will Stein wants to do. And it's be patient.
And with Oregon?
It's be patient and let his guys show up. And they did.
USC elected to receive, which I was like, oh, they want to go for this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if I necessarily like that, but I get where they're coming from. They go down and score.
Mm-hmm.
And Autzen got quiet.
It got real quiet because that third down was the loudest it was, and it was pin drop after that first touchdown.
And it was like, and then what does Oregon do? They come out and they respond
mm-hmm.
immediately. Boom. That was, and what has Oregon not done this year? They have not been quick starters.
No, they have not.
And that was a major difference for me. And I remember
28 on the board in the first half.
I looked over at the Duck fans around me after Oregon scored, and I go, well, gonna be a game.
Yeah. And then it wasn't.
It went about as I expected it.
Yeah, I guess so. I think so, too. And there's some nice comments from Dan Lanning about how we'll play however you want to play. We'll get to some of that stuff tomorrow. Chat a little Dan Lanning and throwing shade at the SEC. Mm. God, I love Dan Lanning.
Yeah, there's another clip of Lanning at Georgia doing the exact opposite.
Chattanooga State.
It's weird how that what's good for the goose is not good for the gander sometimes.
We'll get to Dan Lanning tomorrow on that. We'll circle back on this in the Big Nooner and kind of look at Oregon going forward and kind of say, you know, what this win does for them as they look ahead to the Huskies. And boy, if I'm the Huskies, Noah Whittington scares the ever-loving Chibas out of me. So we'll get to a lot of that, circle back around in the Big Noon. And we come back, Blazers 1-1 over the weekend, cup action, and then just a woof. What do we make of that? We'll get to that next. Hour number deuce, 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.